Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. And I'm trying to locate the last floor of my home, but it's dark out here. Hold on. Let me put you on speaker real quick.
You need the last six of your van, and you can find it on the registration as well.
Let me pull up my registration here. Where are you?
Were you involved in an accident?
No, I'm at the drive-in theater, and my car won't start. Somebody tried to jump it, but it didn't work, so.
Okay, what's your first name?
It's Victoria.
Last name
is Napier. Napier, N-A-P-I-E-R.
A phone number in case we get disconnected and it's in text messages and updates.
It's 918-851-4739.
All right. Your policy number?
The policy number is OKAP00062285.
And the last six of the van?
It's going to be 619215.
And you are sure that you are covered for roadside?
I'm sorry?
Are you sure you are covered for roadside assistance?
I thought so, yeah.
Okay. Let me repeat your policy number to you, make sure we have it correctly. I have O as in Oscar, K as in kite, A as in apple, P as in Paul. I have 50, 622. 85.
Yeah, that's correct.
And the last six of the VIN number for the vehicle you're in, you said 619215.
Let me go back to that. Yeah, 619215.
Okay. Yeah, nothing's coming up for that account. We normally would get in contact with one of the agents, but unfortunately they're closed currently, so we have no way of verifying coverage. So if I proceed, it would be an out-of-pocket expense for you.
Okay, how much would that be?
Well, we are just dispatchers. The service providers are the ones who set the prices, so we will have to continue with the service, get your address, get what's wrong with the vehicle, what type of services is needed for the vehicle, then get in contact with the provider to see how much it would cost, get back in contact with you. Once we do that, if you would like to continue, we can. If not, then you would have to secure a service yourself. So we do use contracted providers, so some services may be a little bit more than it would be if you secure the service.
Okay. I mean, I thought that's what this policy was supposed to cover, but
Well, yeah. you may have full You may have full coverage. It does cover, like, if you get into an accident. But when it comes to roadside, roadside is a separate portion from the insurance. That would be an add-on that you would have to have added on to your insurance.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to need to do something because I'm in the drive-in theater. And so I guess we'll just have to proceed that way.
Okay. One moment.
Okay.
And what's the address on your account?
It's 512 North 71st East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74115.
And the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
Come here, Zola. Come here. Come on. Get back in there. Come on. Come on, Zola. Get back in there. Come on. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Guys,
and the year,
get back in here. Oh, my
God. And the year, make, and model?
It's a 2012 Mazda 3. Zola, come here. Sorry, my dogs got out of my car.
Okay. What color is the vehicle?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What color is the vehicle?
Blue.
And you say your vehicle won't start? You were running your heater?
Yeah, it just won't start. And somebody tried to jump it, and it still wouldn't.
Okay. And due to COVID-19, some providers may not allow riders. If they do, they allow one rider, and you must have a mask. I heard you say you had dogs. Do you have carriers for your dogs?
No, but I can walk home. I'm literally like two blocks away from my house, but I just don't want to get my... No, it won't. It didn't look like it.
Do you have the address where you are?
Yeah. I can give, yeah. Sorry, I'm on the phone with her. Yeah, I don't have any. They had them, and it didn't work. So, yeah, thank you. The address that I'm located at is... They have it on there. It's 7355 Easton Street.
Okay, and you're going to tell it to... Okay, and you're getting a tow to the 512 North 71st East Ave?
Yeah, it's literally, yeah, it's like two blocks. If I wasn't inside the theater, I would leave it, but and have somebody else help me, but.
I understand. All right, so yeah, it shows you're not even going a mile. So we're going to go ahead and get a service, and I'm going to call some providers and see if they're able to do the services and how much, and I'll give you a call back to let you know how much that will be.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night, and I'll be talking to you shortly.
All right.
What?
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.